The Preface of the 20th Century New Testament. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by J. A. Carter. www.authenticlight.org. The 20th Century New Testament, by a company of about 20 scholars. Preface. English-speaking people of today have not until quite recently had the opportunity of reading the Bible in the English of their own time. Though in the course of the last 100 years the Bible has been translated into the vernacular of most countries, the language of our Bible remains the English of 300 years ago. This translation of the New Testament is an endeavor to do for the English nation what has been done already for the people of almost all other countries, to enable Englishmen to read the most important part of their Bible in that form of their own language which they themselves use. It had its origin in the recognition of the fact that the English of the Authorized Version, closely followed in that of the Revised Version, though widely valued for its antique charm, is in many passages difficult or even quite unintelligible to the modern reader. The retention, too, of a form of English no longer in common use is liable to give the impression that the contents of the Bible have little to do with the life of today. The Greek used by the New Testament writers was not the classical Greek of some centuries earlier, but the form of the language spoken in their own day. Moreover, the writers represent those whose utterances they record as using the words and phrases of everyday life. We believe that the New Testament will be better understood by modern readers if presented in a modern form, and that a translation of it which presents the original in an exalted literary and antiquated dress cannot, despite its aroma and the tender memories that have gathered around it, really make the New Testament for the reader of today the living reality that it was for its first readers. In this respect, the present translation differs altogether in its aim from that of the Revised Version of 1881. No attempt is made in that version to translate the original into the language of our own time. Its authors state in their preface, "We have faithfully adhered to the rule that the alterations to be introduced should be expressed as far as possible in the language of the Authorized Version, or of the versions that preceded it." Our constant effort, on the contrary, has been to exclude all words and phrases not used in current English. We have, however, followed the modern practice of using an older phraseology in the rendering of poetical passages and of quotations from the Old Testament, and in the language of prayer. The translation of 1611, known as the Authorized Version, was the outcome of many successive revisions of the translation completed by Tyndale in 1534, which was, at least to some extent, founded on that completed by Wycliffe about 1380. Further, the last name translation...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?